A half a world away at the Sumatran Rhino Sanctuary, Harapan is finally ready to breed. It seems like only yesterday he said goodbye to the Cincinnati Zoo. Born in 2007, he was one of three Sumatran rhinos born at the zoo, spent some time in Los Angeles before returning to Cincinnati. Keeper Paul Reinhardt called him over to the fence in 2015.
Go, Harapan. Up. Let's go. Come on, Harapan.
At the time, Harapan was the only Sumatran rhino on display in the world. But the Cincinnati Zoo decided to move him to Indonesia to help try to save the species. Keeper Reinhardt said he was going to miss the mischievous animal who piled up all his toys to reach stuff he shouldn't.
It'll be emotional, but I know for a fact that he'll be well taken care of. He'll be in a good place, and he needs to contribute.
Another male the Cincinnati Zoo sent to Indonesia is also contributing. He's already sired two calves. The zoo's vice president of conservation and science, Terry Roth, says there are only 100 Sumatran rhinos left in the wild, so time is of the essence.
So there's an emphasis now on breeding them, and it took us many, many years to figure out how to breed this species. Thank goodness we did so when we did, because if we were just learning how to do it now, we would run out of time.
The remaining rhinos are divided up among three parks in Sumatra. She says they are survivors based on new genome information Roth has received from Harapan's father, also a former Cincinnati Zoo rhino.
So what we learned is basically the population probably reached a peak of maybe 57,000, 60,000 animals almost a million years ago. And since then has been in decline and has actually been down to 700 to 1,000 animals as long as 9,000 years ago. So it has been a population that has been in decline for a long, long time.
Marshall University geneticist Herman Mays Jr. has mapped the genome of Ipu, who lived at the Cincinnati Zoo until he died of old age in 2013. And that is supplying Roth and others with reams of information. She remembers Ipu.
He was a really, really important animal in our breeding program. He actually sired three calves while he was here. So he and his mate, Emmy, they were the first to breed successfully since the program was initiated in the 1980s, and the first calves born since 1889.
Mays took a couple of years to sequence and analyze Ipu's genetic material. Ross says it also showed that climate change, the rising and lowering of sea levels, and the added pressure of humans helped spell the rhino's decline.
But the key is that it's still surviving, and being at such low numbers for such a long period of time, I like to say it's really a survivor. You know, there are a lot of species that would have gone extinct a long time ago once their numbers reached such a low number. So I think it's completely specialized and has managed to hang in there.
Roth says now that the genome is sequenced, researchers can actually start looking at specific genes that might relate to some of the health and reproductive issues. It's a species she describes as peaceful and passive.
You know, what I always ask people is, if this is a species that we're not going to be able to share this planet with, what are we going to share the planet with?
Roth is optimistic because people are donating more money and the Sumatran Rhino Sanctuary has doubled in size this past year. The next step, she says, is to round up wild rhinos in Sumatra and bring them to a sanctuary to expand the genetic pool when breeding. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.